She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', truckin', she truckin', truckin'. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Women Empowerment Podcast with She Trucking. I am your host today, Lady K, Kenyette Godhigh-Bell, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm here today with the dynamic Sheena Johnson, known as the 24-Hour Entrepreneur. Lady Sheena, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Welcome, welcome. We appreciate you coming on to the She Trucking Podcast, and I just want to welcome you. I appreciate your time. I know that you have a family and a lot going on. So please just tell us about you and how you got started and what you did before you're in transportation.
Well, like you said, my name is Sheena Johnson, and I'm known as the 24-Hour Entrepreneur. I own a trucking company called SBGTF Logistics. That stands for Saved by Grace Through Faith Logistics. I also have, I'm founder of a women's ministry named Christian Women Connect. And I also have, of course, the 24-Hour Entrepreneur brand, where we teach those that are interested in entering the transportation world how to get their authority and just different streams of revenue in the transportation industry. I got my start. I was a hairstylist and skincare therapist before I got into trucking. I come from a background of transportation. My family has been doing transportation for decades. And so I moved from Texas, where I'm originally from, to Wisconsin in 2011 to help take over my family's transportation business. And during that time, we were doing pupil services, and I'll explain what that is, and passenger services and non-emergency medical. And my grandparents had been doing that for a number of years. And they had fallen ill, and I moved my family there to take over the family business. And I started from that point in 2011 doing pupil services, which is a form of transportation that is considered homeless transportation and high-risk transportation for adolescent males. So that's how I got started, and
wow.
I've been growing in transportation ever since.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that. That's something different. It's kind of off the beaten path when you talk about transportation for students, because normally we think of trucking, driving a truck, but you started doing something else. So, you know, hip us to that, because that's something that I hadn't really heard a whole lot about, and that may be something that people are interested in, because everybody doesn't necessarily want to drive a truck. So please expound on that.
Yes, so I started doing non-emergency medical and pupil services. So pupil services, that's P-U-P-I-L, is considered homeless transportation. So there are families that have been dealt a bad hand of cards. You know, they have fallen on hard times, and maybe the children are taken away from the home, or the children have been in the system for a number of years, and or from foster care, foster homes, or from group homes. And so these children need transportation, and a lot of the times the companies that take in these children and families don't have the resources for transportation. They don't have the funds to factor in, you know, transportation for their clients. So the state stepped in and started to provide transportation under certain restrictions and requirements for these families. Maybe the mom is, you know, going through some things right now, and she's in a women's shelter. So we would pick up families of children that are in the women's shelters or the men's homes, because sometimes we have fathers who are single fathers, and maybe they have daughters or sons, and the children are in a different place, and the dad's in a different place. And so just, it's a lot when dealing with homelessness. And so it's a growing epidemic of homeless teens and homeless children that is not talked about a lot. And so we were granted a contract with the state to transport these homeless families, these children, because they still have to go to school. So
okay, absolutely.
So they aren't, and if they don't go to school, then the mother or the father gets in trouble, and then they may go to jail or they get ticketed because their children aren't in school. So they came up with the program, and so we started doing that transportation, and we were taking children from home to school and back to the group home or back to the foster home or to the respite address or wherever they were staying. So we worked with a number of caseworkers to make sure that the children were being transported to and from school, and also the non-emergency medical. They were going to therapy visits. They would go to visitation. So we took a number of children to visitation. They may have been taken. Their parents lost their parental, custody. So when they lose their custody, they still have the rights to see their children, but we have to take the children, you know, transport them to visit parents, and then from their visit back to the foster home that they're staying in or the group home. Another leg that we did also start with was the high risk, which is not very common. So when young males get in trouble, and this was taking place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So when the young men are in trouble in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they get maybe assault and battery at a young age, or they develop a case and get in some legal trouble. And so when they have that on their record, they're not able to go to public schools anymore. They have to go to alternative school. And so we were the number one company that transported those high risk, because now that they are maybe young felons or children with assault and battery and they're considered dangerous to the public, they have to be transported as high risk outside of the county to different adolescent centers and boarding schools. And that's an option. It's unconventional, and I like to say and tell a lot of people who I work with, sometimes just go the unconventional route. I love doing things that are unconventional because the money's there for you, and you're
too.
Also making a difference. But, you know, it's not a saturated industry, especially with the high risk and the pupil services. You know, you don't have to fight for a place for those types of contracts because there's not a lot of companies that are servicing that particular industry within transportation.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine, because that's not, you know, that's almost something that you really don't hear about, you really don't think about. When people think about homelessness, they just think of people, you know, under a bridge. But, you know, kids still have to go to school, or they try to. And so with something like that, so let's just say if somebody doesn't have a CDL or doesn't want to get one, so they could possibly do that?
They can go into passenger services, yes. You don't need a CDL, is not required. Depending on depending on your contract, but majority of the time when it's non-emergency medical and when it's pupil or passenger services, you do not need a it's not required, should I say. It's not required to have a CDL when you are doing those types of transports. And it's something to look into. It's very lucrative. It brings in a lot of revenue, and the money's there. The state's looking for trustworthy companies to transport small children. The insurances may be a little high, but I mean, you make that up when you are revising and when you're modifying and making your contracts with the state, and you can put whatever you like in there. You know, sometimes they want maybe car seats for certain ages, or they want particular a liaison or some assistant, someone to ride with a certain student. And that's okay. You get to, since it's not in such demand and it's, since it's not very competitive, you can pretty much state what you want. Okay, if I'm going to take a liaison or an assistant or helper for this certain child, I'll charge XYZ to do this. So it's pretty free range, and you don't have to have, it's not required to have a CDL when doing non-emergency medical passenger services. Sometimes when you are, because when you're doing this transport, we're doing, now what we did was we did small energy efficient or gas efficient cars. We did small cars and we did minivans. So that was really good on gas, and, you know, you're not required to have a CDL driving a minivan or driving a small Prius, which is fuel efficient because it's personal. There's no conflict. The children will feel safe, you know, especially dealing with mental issues with certain children. They want to feel safe. They don't like big spaces. Some need big spaces or need a role for themselves and different things like that to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's not a industry within transportation that you are required to have a CDL. Now, you are required to have your DOT number. You are required to have certain insurances. However, it's across the board. Like, you know, you need your $1 million umbrella. I think nowadays a lot of companies are requiring like the $2 million. However, it's about the same. You know, the requirements are not a big difference when doing that type of transportation.
Okay, so wow, that's interesting. So let's talk about numbers just on that. For somebody who's like, you know what, I really have a heart for human services. I love children. I want children to have the most opportunity that they can in spite of the circumstances. So what kind of money can you make doing this?
Okay, so my first contract, starting in this field, I was 25 years old when I started in transportation, and my first contract that I was awarded was about $400,000 a year, a school year. So $400,000 a school year, which I only work, we provide services 10 months out of the year, and so we would get paid baseline $40,000 a month. Just for, that's not even including multiple. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Did you say $40,000 a month?
That's what we're getting paid. Just for one contract on the passenger services, we were getting paid for $40,000 a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, it grew, but that's how much I started with.
Okay, at 25, okay, wait a minute, hold on, clutch the pearls, wait a minute, shut the front door. You said $40,000 a month, you 25 years old, and you're transporting children? I mean, is it just you? Mm-hmm. How many children? I mean, just give us a basic framework of how does this go.
So here's the thing. We started with about maybe 12 children, and so every time they added over 5 children, then the number would go up just based on where the children lived and the different jurisdictions and the different school districts that were paying. That's just on a small scale. Schools for transportation, schools are getting about $1 million a child, to be honest with you. And when I found that out, I said, we're the lowest bidding company. Like, we need more money. You know, if they're paying us $400, you know, for, you know, maybe 16 kids, and they're getting like $1 million to educate one child, I need more than just that. So, but that's how much we started. And then as we grew, let's see, we started with maybe three minivans. And then as we grew with children, we grew minivans. So we were transporting up to 75 children at one time. Of the 75 children, we had maybe 15 minivans, and I believe we had 2 Priuses, which we considered our smart rides. And so those would go locally within the city to transport. But when we were going up 60 miles for a trip, then we would put the kids put the students in the minivans and take them to school and take them home. And that was about 10 months out of the year. And so that grew. They grew up to, we got to a point where we were making $80,000 a month.
Okay.
And I don't believe we went over 75 students.
Okay. So with 75 students, how many employees did you have?
About 19 employees.
Okay. Well, we could talk about this the whole hour, but let me just say, if anybody has a question, you can call in to 914-205-5328. If you have a question for Ms. Sheena, the 24-hour entrepreneur, you can call in. And I also want to find out, Sheena, tell us how we can get in contact with you, because you certainly piqued my interest, and I got some people texting me now with questions about just this in the first however many minutes. So we got to know how to contact you so people can find out, now how can I explore this more with the non-medical transport of the children. So please give us your contact information.
Yes. So my email address is s.johnson@24hourentrepreneur. That's 24HRENTREPRENEUR.com. My phone number is 414 213-1942.
Okay.
And that's and so you can find me on social media at the 24-hour entrepreneur. So it's not HOUR but HR. So that's 24HR entrepreneur. On Instagram, Facebook, I believe it's 24-hour entrepreneur. 24HR space entrepreneur on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook and on Instagram. If you're into Twitter is BizMagnate, so BizMagnate. And those are all my social media handles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate that, and I'm sure the listeners do as well. And we'll have you to repeat that again at the end, and I'll probably be blowing you up
end,
now.
Yes,
now come again now about this $40,000 a month. What you say?
Yes,
okay. So with that, how did you segue into trucking? Because that was obviously very lucrative.
It was very lucrative. It was a really good business at that time. Like, I loved it. I never saw myself doing anything like that, but once the opportunity presented itself, and let me just say this, you know, you don't have to think about how much money do I have to start up a business. Well, I don't have money, or I don't have this or that. So when I started out and when I took over my family struggling business, I did not have the resources to go and buy 15 vans. So as the school added pressure, as the school board requested more, I opened my mouth and I requested more money, and I also requested to be paid up front. So a lot of times we think, okay, well, we have to work to get this, but I'm a firm believer, and my grandmother always taught me, you have not, you ask not. So at that moment, I had to open my mouth and say, hey, okay, we can do this, but I need to be paid up front. And trembling in my boots, I asked, and they said, okay, pick it up. Come pick it up. You can pick it up tomorrow. And so there I had my money in advance, and we provided an exceptional service, an exceptional experience for the students and for the school districts. And that was able, in that we were able to grow other relationships. So after different people were voted in the office, and I believe one of the politicians that was voted in the office over the school board, He was not a fan of alternative education. He wanted everything to be kept in the city and within the main school district's funds. So he didn't want the school district to pay anyone else funds to educate the students that lived in that city. So when that happened, the funds were turned off. They were no longer able to educate the inner city students. And so they had to place the students within the city at different schools within the city. However, even though we were working with the main school, with the main school district of the city, which was MPS, Milwaukee Public School District, there were other school districts we worked with in conjunction with MPS. And so with working with those school districts, after that relationship had changed and there was no more funds to educate the students outside of the city, the other school districts came calling, and they said, we know you've been transporting so-and-so for the last 5 years or for the last 2 years or for the last 6 months. We want to do business with you moving forward. We may not have to do business with MPS or with McGuanago or Norris Adolescent Center, but let's do business with you. And also the school district, the main school district that we worked with, they referred us to every school that they had ever worked with. So providing exceptional service and being on time, operating in integrity, those things that I stand by and that I write about in my books, those things stood out, and they paved the way and they opened doors for us when our contract was over and we were able to make that money and more with other school districts. And we still, you know, work with them today.
Okay, so you are still doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's a leg of the transportation that we are still doing.
Okay.
Let's see, in 2016, we wanted to add another stream of revenue. So we're making a lot of money, but we're not sure exactly how to invest it and what to do. So we started to buy some rental properties, and then we decided to try a hand at trucking because my parents had been in the trucking industry for 30-plus years. So we knew that that was an option for us. We just wasn't sure. So going into that, we wanted to do it, but we wanted to do it the right way. And so that's how we started to research and reach out to people to add trucking to our already established transportation company. So we added trucking in 2016.
Okay, so 2016 was trucking, and then
mm-hmm.
you have the non-medical transport, so that's another stream
mm-hmm.
of income. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and you still have the real estate?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
All right, so
you
got
into real estate.
Some nice folks in your will.
We saw, mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw some houses that we wanted to buy, and they were quick buys, and we decided to go ahead and purchase, and so we said we wanted to buy a house for each one of our children to have when they graduated high school or college and didn't know what they wanted to do, or after they decided what they wanted to do. We wanted our children to still have some type of income. I mean, whether they moved into the rental property or they took over it and rented it out themselves, or however they wanted to do it, we wanted to make sure we bought a house for each child, and we have 6 children. So that's what we
okay,
did.
You said you got 6 children?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
you're doing the most.
We have
okay.
I am.
Okay.
Between me and my husband, we have 6 children, yes.
Okay, dokie. All right. And so.
And it sounds like a lot.
Got,
I feel like it's not, but it sounds like a lot.
Okay, so is all of now. Is the non-medical transport and the trucking, is that through
mm-hmm.
Saved by Grace Through
yes.
God Logistics?
Yes, by Grace Through Faith. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
oh,
through
sorry.
SDGTF
go ahead.
Logistics. No, that's okay. That's
say it again and tell me why you named it that. What does that mean to you?
SBGTF Logistics, and that's the acronym for Saved by Grace Through Faith. And my husband and I, when we met, we just we both wanted to meet someone and marry someone that was God-fearing and that wanted to please God in everything that we did. So we wanted to give this business back to God, and that was our way of naming it and reminding ourselves that we are saved by grace through faith.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we decided
okay.
to name the business Saved by Grace Through Faith.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. I love it. Okay.
Thank you.
You mentioned, and you said, in my book I talk about this. So tell us about your book.
Yes. So December of last year, December 14th, I released my book, which is called The Christian Entrepreneur. And I talk about a lot of people think that, okay, the Christian entrepreneur, we're going to get like some business tips and how to start a business, but really it's just talking about the function of yourself and the decisions you make and how you perform the services you perform and being a Christian entrepreneur and making decisions morally, making decisions the right way and walking in integrity, having a sound mind and having a right mind going into business and handling your business, simply because I speak about how much money we were making and how much money we bring in with the pupil services and transportation. However, I was a young 25-year-old when I got into the business, and I do not have a college degree. I don't. I did not go to school for business. I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and I learned a lot of what I know from them. However, when I got into business, I just thought I knew what I was doing and I was trying to help people out. And I found myself being my family's company, we found ourselves being investigated by the FBI. So we were investigated by the FBI for money laundering, tax evasion, and something else I can't remember, but it was the most scariest part of my life. Having FBI agents or people walking around my house and my children saying,
"There's
a man looking in our window," you know, and people walking up to me saying, "Hey, what are you doing? Does this van belong to you, or does this van belong to your company?" And so we're looking like, "Wait a minute, who is that?" And then the person just disappeared, you know. So just that was like a wake-up call for me to start to do business the right way, because sometimes some people give you a little bit of what they know and teach you a little bit of what they know, but they don't give it all to you. And so in business, we made a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes. And it was important for me to, one, write a book about doing things the right way, because I didn't want people to make the mistakes that I made in business. And they were simple mistakes. Simple tax forms not being filled out, paying people under the table, just not reporting things or not properly documenting. And so it was important for me to write this book called The Christian Entrepreneur, because we've been tremendously blessed. I mean, we had people interrogated on our behalf and we didn't even know about it. And after the fact, they told us. And the school board that we worked for, the FBI bombarded the school, interrogated the school board and the superintendent about us. And after the fact, they came in and talked to us and told us what happened. Yet they still had favor with us, yet they still wanted to do business with us. And I was just like, okay, when I have favor with God, I have favor with man. Like, there's no way
Absolutely.
That they would still want
Absolutely.
To do business with us after they had been interrogated with the FBI, you know. So we had made some minor mistakes, but the consequences were going to be big. And in our faithfulness to God and in our faithfulness to doing the right thing and being honest and open and just trying to walk in excellence and just trying to be obedient to God, we were spared, and we were given grace. We were given mercy, and it was important to me to write a book that talks about the integrity of heart, that talks about prayer, that talks about renewing your mind, that talks about keeping godly counsel, that talks about all of those things that we hear about and we talk about, you know, between, you know, at church or between just girlfriends talking, all those things we talk about, but we don't always live. And so this book is just like a blueprint of how to live and how to be who God has called us to be and not having to shout it out to the rooftops, you know, because they see how we respond in our customer service. They see how we act. They see how we engage others. They see how we work with integrity and, you know, in forgiveness and, you know, how we treat others and how we treat our employees. I believe that is why so many companies love working with us and continue to share our card and to share our number and to continue to keep us in business, just because of the integrity of heart that we have and the way we do business. So I wrote this book, The Christian Entrepreneur, and it launched, and you can find it on my website on 24hourentrepreneur.com, and it's 24hrentrepreneur.com, and it's very simple to purchase. Once you go on the first screen, it says buy now, so you don't have to search for it. It's right on the home page, and you can just purchase the book there. It's $15.99. And that was why. And another thing with that is in 2017, we founded and started 24-Hour Entrepreneur, and that's where I got the name, the 24-Hour Entrepreneur, because when we wanted to start trucking, we did not get the right information. We paid a lot of different people to help us out. And I mean, it was as if trucking was such a secret code and everybody wanted to get paid for the smallest bit of information. And so I said, you know what? I don't want people to have to go through what we went through in trying to get into the trucking world, you know.
Okay.
So once we got in through it, and once we got in and things start going well and we started learning the ropes, I said, I'm going to start helping people get into trucking and adding trucking, just getting into transportation. So we got into it, and we founded 24-Hour Entrepreneur. And with that, we started doing our trucking master class, our authority class, our transportation master class, I'm sorry. And that not only teaches you to do trucking, but it teaches you to do non-emergency medical, CDL, non-CDL, any type of transportation you want to go into. We teach you that, and it's an extensive course. It's very, very intense. It's jam-packed, full of information. It's a full-day class. Lunch is provided, and we really get down in there. We not only just teach you the pretty about it, but we teach you the ugly, and we talk to you about different things that may happen and how to prevent certain things from happening, and we share our experiences, you know, with the class.
That's important.
So,
and how often is the class?
We try to do the class every quarter, but this year I believe we're going to do it just two quarters, the first and the third quarter of the year. So the first class is February 22nd, and I don't have the date yet for the second class, which will be the third quarter, but we typically do it every quarter, once a quarter.
Okay, and where is it held, and how much is it?
It's held in Houston, Texas. It's near the Houston Galleria, so it's at the Hotel Indigo, in Houston, Texas. And the class is $197, and that's your basic. And it gets you your ticket, your workbook, and lunch. And then we have a ticket for $249, and the $249 is your receipt, lunch, your workbook, your workbook and 30-day mentorship. So we will mentor you for 30 days after the class to help you make sure you get your authority, make sure you get your BOC3 UCR to make sure you get your insurance, make sure you find a good truck, any information you still need or don't understand, help you to get signed up with your drug and alcohol consortium. So we really help you set the foundation of your business within that 30 days. And if you aren't ready to start your business within that 30 days, you still have that 30-day mentorship where if you have any questions, you need any resources, you need help with the research, or you're just not we still help you make those, you know, decisions or provide you with the resources you need to make a decision on if you want to move forward or if you want to say, I'll give a hand in non-CDL transportation right now. You know,
sure.
How can this happen to me? And we share all of our resources with you because we're a firm believer in what's for us is for us and what's for you is for you, you know. So
I want to piggyback on that. I appreciate what you're saying, and I really believe in the principles that you're talking about because oftentimes in business it gets overrun by the spirit of greed. And I think it's important for people to understand that if you've got your hands held tight, then you can't let anything get in or get out. So if you're hoarding the information, then you're not going to be open to receiving what God has for you. And so I think that that is a very valuable lesson that a lot of people don't get. And so there's no way that anybody can get all the money, service all the clients. It's just not possible. So there is a blessing in sowing because you will certainly reap more than you sow later than you sow. So I'm just really encouraged, but that is a valuable lesson and is one of the true gems that you have to tell us about. But it's a wonderful principle. And I'm just amazed that you're offering a full day and mentoring for only $197. Did I hear you correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
We have one ticket for $197. And so with the mentoring, that is $249. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
it's
so for an extra.
Very affordable.
Yeah. Okay, so for an extra $52, then they can get mentoring. And that's amazing because You don't get a full day and people sharing their hits, their misses, their resources, not for $197 or $249. Mm-hmm. And so I think I just think that's a phenomenal price. Yeah, it's a steal.
Exactly. And I've had people tell me, oh, you should go up higher for your price. And I say, you know, I should, and I'm going to consider that. However, when you're starting a business, sometimes you don't have a lot of resources and a lot of revenue and money to put for classes because we wasted a lot of money for different classes and different trainings. And it was something that I could have learned on YouTube or, you know, or Google, you know. So it takes nothing out of our life to give a Saturday to some people that are, I mean, you know, that are going to be able to change their lives and change their family's lives and their children's lives. So why not give that? And I remember one day someone told me, you know, everybody doesn't have to charge $1,000 for a class. You can, you know, how am I going to reach or how are the people that only have $200 and $300, how are they going to be reached if everybody's charging $500 to $1,000? And that's not to take away.
Exactly.
That's not to take away because that's what their work is and that's what they're valued at and that is what works for them. However, I know my reward comes from God. So I don't have to go and try to take so much, you know, because
absolutely.
I know that somebody has to reach the people who really want to do this but don't
mm-hmm.
have much, and I'm not breaking them
mm-hmm.
because they can still move forward. And they can still invest in other ways in themselves, because in the trucking industry, you're gonna put that money somewhere. You know, it's gonna go somewhere. You know,
so tell us how we can sign up. I'm sorry, I just don't want to miss that. Tell us how we can sign up for the class.
Okay, so you can sign up. You can go to our website. And you can sign up there on our website. You can also go to our Facebook page, and we have a link right there. And you can sign up directly on there. If you visit our Instagram page, which is I believe, at the 24-Hour Entrepreneur, the link in the bio takes you directly to be able to purchase for the class.
Okay.
And if you have any issues, you can always send me an email, and I'll send it back. But it's 24hourentrepreneur.com.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so they can either reach you on Instagram, the Facebook page, and your website.
Yes.
Okay. And so the next class is February 22nd. In Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Houston, Texas, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you have an hour for lunch.
Okay.
It's at Hotel, Hotel Indigo. That's in the Gallatin area. And the address for Hotel Indigo is 5160 Hidalgo Street. You can also pay at the door. If you want to pay at the door, you can pay at the door also. And it's 5160 Hidalgo Street, Houston, Texas, 77056. And that's going to be February 22nd at 9 a.m.
Okay. Wow. It seems like there's a whole lot going on in Texas. Houston, Dallas.
Yeah.
Do you find that that's a mecca out there for trucking?
Yeah, it's a lot of trucking going on here. And we have the port of Houston here also, so it's trucks galore.
Okay, and is that why you moved there?
No, I'm originally from Houston, Texas, so I grew up here.
Oh, okay.
And I moved to Wisconsin. My grandparents had been in Wisconsin from the early 90s, and that's where they set up their business and started doing social services and transportation.
Okay. So your trucking company, tell us a little bit about that, and if that's in Wisconsin, how many trucks you got, what type of equipment do you have?
So it's based in Milwaukee. It's based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we right now have three trucks. We have three trucks right now, and we run one truck locally in Wisconsin. Well, I'll say regionally, because we go Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, that whole region, that area, the Midwest. So we run one truck there, and then we run two trucks here in Houston, Texas. We have two Freightliners and one Sterling, and two 53-foot dry vans, and then we do a power only.
Okay. This is a Sterling, what you use for local?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I figured.
Yes.
We had those in school, and it seems like I see a lot of those for local.
I do not like that Sterling, but my husband loves it.
Yeah, it's like a love or hate with the Sterling. We hated the Sterling in school. But I see a lot of them with local. Let me just say again, for those of you who are listening, if you have questions, you can call in. Our number is 914-205-5328. Once again, that's 914 205-5328. If you have questions for Ms. Sheena Johnson, the 24-hour entrepreneur, please call in. I want to also let you know that she's going to be at the She Trucking Conference, October 8th through 10th in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's the first She Trucking Conference. It's going to be all yes. that. Shout out to our founder, CEO, Ms. Sheree Moore. I call her Lady Sheree. She is a wonderful visionary, and she knows how to get things done. So that's going to be a phenomenal event. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a lot of people there. And for those of you who don't know, SHE is an acronym. It stands for Sisterhood Helping Empowerment in Trucking. And so it is an organization, a group of ladies in transportation. Most of us are in trucking. We do have some men who support us as well. But it is something for ladies in transportation to just be able to empower, support, inspire one another. Go to that Facebook group, She Trucking. It has a wealth of resources. You can go under events and just videos. It teaches you all kinds of things. For those of you who have not explored it, it is a wonderful resource. And it helped me when I was looking to get into trucking, and I got a chance to talk to Sheree, and she really helped me, and that made all the difference for me, especially for me being a Black woman, to talk to another Black woman who was a driver. That was a perspective I really needed to hear. So definitely take a look at that, She Trucking on Facebook. I'm so excited about the first annual conference. I'm going to have my face all up in the place, like Prince used to say. So Sheena's going to be there as well. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And so, Sheena, tell us a little bit about with your trucking company, how do you get your freight? Are you on the load board? Do you have relationships with direct shippers? Just give us a little bit about how that works out for you.
So when we first started, it was really kind of hard because I had never talked to anyone. And, you know, sometimes making those phone calls to direct shippers can be a little bit intimidating. So we started out working through J.B. Hunt, and then, let's see, we worked through TQL, which was another story, and we started with Coyote. So we started with those three companies to really get our foot in the door to get some freight. And as that grew and as I got more comfortable with calling shippers, we started to build relationships, and I would send, like, an email out to my email list of shippers, you know, and asking them to just give us a chance with some of their freight, with maybe some of their freight that they don't get to move all the time or that they have a trouble moving. And so we got a company that called, and I mean, they had the most heaviest freight, but we stuck in there and we started to work with them. And that was our first company Wonderful. That we worked with directly, and I loved it. So we still go through the load board sometimes when we have some downtimes with our trucks. But the most important thing is when we do a load that we like off the load board or with a direct shipper or with a company, we immediately ask the company if that's dedicated. What do they have dedicated? We'd like to become a dedicated carrier for a particular lane or for whatever they have that they're trying to move, especially if it works for us. And so in doing that, I started doing that, and we started to keep our trucks on the road. And the first company that gave us a chance with a dedicated lane was Amazon. When we were in Wisconsin, Amazon to the big facility there, and they were looking for flex drivers. They were looking for drivers to drive in their cars and in their vans. And we had, you know, 15 minivans, maybe 12 at the time, that was sitting up on the weekends. So we tried our best to get on with Amazon with our vans to do Amazon Flex, which is transporting, you know, packages in our car, in our vans. So I remembered that, and I was able to call and get on and put on one of our trucks. And it wasn't with Amazon Flex, but I asked questions. So you have to remember in this industry, you've got to ask questions because no one's going to give you the answer. You can call and they can say, oh, we don't have that today, or that's the wrong department, you know, and you mm-hmm. can just give up and say, okay. But I'm not the type of woman that's just going to give up and say, okay. Before they hang up, my next answer is, who can I speak with that's in that department? Or can you direct me to the right person? Or can you give me the number to such and such or the email? And I started to just ask questions, and then it grew to a list of over 20 to 30 direct clients and brokers within
wow.
these companies. Who were working and who the brokers that were working, and that's why I didn't charge off J.B. Hunt or TQL or Coyote or, whoever. I didn't charge them off immediately because they were a big company and maybe they didn't want to pay me what I wanted. But some of the brokers, when they moved on and decided to start their own brokerage, they remembered me. They called back, hey,
wow.
we started our own brokerage. Let me get you over one of our carrier packets because I still have such and such lane or I still have such and such contract. Let me get you in. And so, and then I started to share information. Brokers would ask, do you know anybody else? And I'd say, yeah, well I'll send you some money or I'll send you a check if I get on with so-and-so and I'll make sure you're the carrier on this, you know, lane or with this company. When I get on with that company, don't be afraid to work with new brokers or to work with broker agents that are stepping out. You know, I shared my resources. I was not stingy with them. I said, hey, you know what? I'll give you the resource because you never know. Even if you give the information, they may not even go with that company or they may not ever use the contact. But I would give out some contacts to some brokers and, hey, don't forget me, remember us, you know. And then we went the extra mile for some companies, you know, that we may have gotten a load through J.B. Hunt. And around Christmas time, I'd send them a Christmas card. I may not have worked with them for months, but I sent that Christmas card and then they came calling, you know. We may not have been able to do
wow.
the work, but it just keeps, you know, our business relevant. It keeps our name popping up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So showing appreciation to maybe old contacts, new contacts, that's how we've been able to stay in the game in trucking and to continue to have our trucks running just because we were appreciative and we showed our appreciation to all the people that we've worked with through various companies. And then I also wasn't afraid to ask for freight. And I wasn't afraid to go to certain companies and be hard or leave a pen with our company name on it, you know, or different things. So I had to hustle to get some good contacts. But, you can't be afraid in this industry because if somebody has a good company, you can rest assured they're not going to share it. So I had to get out there and do some of the footwork to meet direct shippers, but we don't discriminate, you know, with the freight. If we find a good load with the company or a good load off of the load board, we go with that. And then we also have some dedicated lanes that we stay on, especially around peak time. You know, we stay loaded during peak time, holiday seasons, and especially during the summertime when we have those lanes that are dedicated. And, you know, we also work hand in hand with Amazon. You know, they're a really good company to start off with if you want some dedicated lanes just to get your feet wet. They may not pay top dollar, but it's good to get in to build that relationship because in this industry you've got to
build relationships. Now, what company was that you said to start off with?
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Amazon? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that because Amazon is not looked upon favorably in the industry because
mm-hmm.
they seems like they want to
oh,
run
yeah.
you ragged. They'll have a partial load and want to take up the whole trailer and not pay much.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, yeah,
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I remember I must have picked up a half a load of some chairs, furniture chairs, in Georgia to take them to Orlando. And, you know, they took up the whole trailer, but it was, you know, half full. But I think it's important that you said that it essentially what you're saying is you got to crawl before you walk. You know, beggars can't be choosy because you want to do something. And even though it may not be the cream of the crop, you're moving, you're getting some money, and maybe you build up as you continue to build relationships, then you can have some better paying freight. So that's good advice. You said a lot without specifically saying, but this is exactly what you need to do. So I appreciate that. And you have dropped a lot of gems. And I want to say we've got go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just want to say we've got about five more minutes in the show. We can go a little bit over because you have so much. We could probably do shows just on, you
know,
the non-medical transport, and we just might because that's a whole thing that, you know, you've piqued my interest as well because I definitely want to have multiple streams of income. And when I think of family members and other people who have a heart for children and just human services, that's an avenue because you got people who do a non-medical transporting people to school and they not even get no gas money. They just doing that just because. So you got people who are already doing it anyway. Yeah, just because. When I was a social worker, I did that. I would, you know, we'd pick kids up in a van and take them to school. And, you know, so why not you happen to get paid for that? So there's so much that you're doing, and it's extremely impressive. And it looks like, though, that it hasn't always been easy. God has never left you, and he has shown his faithfulness to you. And you are in turn paying it forward and showing other people how they, too, can possibly live life abundantly and be blessed by God as well. We've got another caller here, and so I am going to connect this caller. So hold one moment here. Once again, the call-in number is 914-205-5328. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast with She Trucking on the line with the 24 Entrepreneur, and I am Lady K. So one moment, let me connect the caller. Hello, are you there, caller?
I am. This is Sheree. I've been listening to the show, and I just want to say thank you for coming on. I'm definitely going to be purchasing your book. Okay, because I am a Christian entrepreneur, so I want to really, really stress for anyone who is getting into the business with that 2020 vision to definitely purchase your book. I've been seeing a lot of great reviews on it as well and have how you have helped so many people in this industry. So I just want to commend you for that. I want to say thank you for coming on and dropping all these gems. And Lady K, she just did a great job hosting this show. So,
yes.
Thank you.
And like I say, y'all make sure y'all come to the She Trucking Conference so you can network, meet in person. We're gonna have a breakfast, right? We're gonna talk about a lot of things that you know that we can do at the conference. So.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the She Trucking Conference. Oh yeah.
Me too. Me too. And you never know, I might show up in Houston, doggone it. Because that is definitely a steal. And, yeah, I'm transitioning into, I'm still a driver, but, you know, I'd love to transition to some other things. Looking at dispatching, I need to also get a truck. And you said three trucks. Actually, I'm thinking about building up to at least three trucks because I like the number three for the Trinity, for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the number three is quite dear to me. And so, I may end up there. But We're about to wrap up once again. This is Sheena Johnson being interviewed, the 24-hour entrepreneur. Please tell us again how we can contact you.
My email address is s.johnson at 24hourentrepreneur.com. You can catch me on all social media handles. My Instagram is the24hour, it's T-H-E-24-H-R, entrepreneur, and that's 24-H-R, entrepreneur, on Instagram. Facebook, it's 24-H-R, space, entrepreneur, and Twitter, it's Biz Magnate, so B-I-Z. M-A-G-N-A-T-E.
Okay, and we will have those links in this podcast as well. This podcast will be available for replay, and so definitely follow this Sheet Trucking podcast. There are many episodes there as well. Take a look at those. There are some video ones there, but we have some really relevant and powerful people on here. I wanted to just kind of recap some notes that I took and to encapsulate some things that you said. And I wanted to say that a powerful thing that you said is you got to speak up. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. Your grandmother said, would you say it was your grandmother that said it? You have not because you ask not? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's biblical. And it is true. And a lot of times we're afraid to ask the question, but I have picked up somewhere along the way that if you don't ask the question, the answer is always no. So do it afraid. Like it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That means a whole lot of things. But you ask the question, you were afraid, you asked more money from the school, and you got more money. So what would have happened if you hadn't asked? You'd have still been doing all this work without all the resources that you need. So that's a lesson for me and many people who are listening, and it's really powerful. You also said that you don't have a college degree. So you have the favor of God, which surpasses any degree. So when you have the favor of God, that was actually the message in church today, you don't have to have any particular pedigree. It don't matter what your bloodline is, your family, your failures. You are able to do what he called you to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because you are saved by grace through faith.
Through faith.
Another lesson, another lesson is to learn from your mistakes, to document things correctly. Do business the right way.
Way.
Because cutting corners, it really turns out to be the long way around.
The long way,
You said seek godly counsel. You said walk in excellence, build relationships, and crawl before you walk. You said a whole lot. So I encourage everyone to get that Christian entrepreneur book. Give Ms. Sheena a shout out on Facebook, any of the social media platforms. She is a servant. She's willing to share. And her why is because, you know, it's her heart. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay. 100%. And I can tell. And that makes a big difference. So as we wrap up, I want you to just give us with some words of encouragement or inspirational words, please. Not like you haven't already, but, you know, you might have an ending tag, you know. The multicolored curtain might come out with something.
No, yes, like you said earlier, you know, whether your future or your destiny is trucking, whether it's a form of transportation, brokering, dispatching, whether it's not even tied to this industry, just know that there is purpose in you. There's a wonderfully, uniquely designed destiny for you, and know that you can get there as long as you make the decision to go for it, all you have to do is take one step, and God will take the next step. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Love who you are and embrace who you are. I went a long time being ashamed of that, but I found my place, and that is all that God was looking for, was for me to just take my place, the place that he already had designed and designated for me. So let's live pridelessly, and let's live selflessly, and just be encouraged to do whatever it is that is your heart's desire, and make sure it's pleasing unto God, because when it's pleasing unto God, it's pleasing unto you, and that's where you have the most favor, and that's where you have the most grace, and that is where you grow, and that is when people can grow from you. And another thing, don't be afraid to share your testimony. Say 2 or 3 years ago, I would never say that I was investigated. But it can help someone, you know. So never be afraid of your testimony. Always share it, because it's not your own. It's for somebody else's. It's for somebody else.
Absolutely.
I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Please check me out on social media platforms, on Facebook, or email me. I'm always available. Thank you so much to C Trucking and to Miss Lady K. You guys are such a blessing to women in the industry and to me. And I'm so very thankful to be a part of this podcast today.
And we are grateful to have you here. You have been a blessing to us. So for the Women Empowerment Podcast with C Trucking, I'm today's host, Lady K. Kenyette Godhigh-Bell, here with the 24-hour entrepreneur, Ms. Sheena Johnson, and we're signing off. Continue to take God with you wherever you go. Bye now. Till next time.
Bye-bye.
DJ Tony Dunn. She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin'.